Welcome to GBB Live. My name is Sean Coleman. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you. Hope wherever you are and wherever you're listening, you are having a great start to your week. Overall, a great weekend as well. The summer storms, it seems like we've finally gotten a bit of a reprieve from those summer storms. Memphis and the Mid-South in general have just been rocked by summer storms more this year than, you know, I can remember in the past. But now that the storms are done, the heat continues to rise. It's definitely hot. Hope wherever you are and wherever you're listening again, hope you're having a great summer overall, as it's hard to believe we're almost into the month of August. Of course, you can find GBB Live and all the great podcast content from both Grizzly Bear Blues as well as Bluff City Media on the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network, as well as the Bluff City Media Podcast Network. Make sure you check out all the podcasts, because there's so much great content to discuss when it comes to Memphis sports. And check out BluffCityMedia.co right now for all the best coverage of Memphis sports when it comes to written, audio, digital, video content. It's all there at BluffCityMedia.co. If you love Memphis sports, make sure you become a subscriber today to get the latest news when it's available. So, of course, we're now in the offseason. You know, I think that a funny way of putting it, I was talking with Parker Fleming, you know, several days ago about it being the offseason of the offseason. We're now at the beginning of that 2 to 2.5 month stretch in which, you know, there's just not a lot of NBA news that's out there. You know, yes, there are some big names that still could potentially be traded. Yes, we do have the FIBA basketball championships in which Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be playing in. So there's still things to definitely follow along with, but we're not getting the every day something could potentially happen type opportunity. And who knows? The Grizz may have another move or two before the season starts. But for right now, it definitely is the quiet time of the NBA schedule. And in many ways, I think the Grizzlies have had a good summer. You know, I think that they made some good roster moves. They got some certainty when it came to the Ja Morant situation, locked up Desmond Bain long term. I think that they are happy with the progress that they've seen from their young players. And also, they made some good coaching additions to make the staff even stronger to support Taylor Jenkins in the roster to hopefully take the next step next year. But I definitely think, without a doubt, the person who continues to have the best summer of all for the Grizzlies, it's the summer of Trip, and that is Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, I think Desmond Bane probably could have an argument there as well, you know, of course, with the, you know, contract that he signed and, you know, just the great news and things like that that were happening, that we're hearing in terms of him being 100% healthy, you know, the fact that he continues to show up in various ways, supporting the city of Memphis, showing that he truly loves being a part of the Grizzlies. It's great to see the summer that Desmond Bane is having. But when as I discussed, you know, back when I did my first solo podcast, now as host of GBB Live, I talked about the fact that, yes, there's some negativity coming into this offseason, into the summer, surrounding Ja Morant. But it was good to see that both Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., they were really coming into their own as NBA personalities, as NBA brands, as being significant sources of, you know, overall news, brand, what have you. These are two of the up-and-coming personalities and, in my opinion, potential stars in the NBA. And you can see this summer that Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. are stepping into that. But while they're doing that, they're making it clear that their love for Memphis shines through in whatever that they do. Think about it for Trip. You know, he's been on podcasts with, you know, notable NBA talents. He's been around the world when it comes to embracing, you know, his love for fashion. We know recently we've seen some great pictures of him at his basketball camp. I think Desmond Bane has a basketball camp coming up as well. So as good as it is to see what Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. have done over the past two seasons on the court, it's really awesome to see the type of people that they're continuing to become, that they're growing into, and the brands that they're building off the court. This truly is the summer of Trip, because, you know, we're seeing all this great stuff in the news, him working out in Las Vegas, coaching up the younger Grizzlies, and his summer's far from over, because, of course, he has the FIBA basketball championships, where he likely will be a very critical player for the USA team to have success. So this is a fun summer. It's finally a summer where Jaren Jackson Jr. can be healthy and enjoy the things that he likes doing off the court, and you can tell that he truly is enjoying all the opportunities that he's taking on. But I think that as we continue to see Jaren Jackson Jr. working on his game, the other thing that stands out is what's next for Jaren Jackson Jr. What is the next evolution for Jaren that truly will continue to put him up there, knocking on the door of the elite big men in the NBA? And when you start to look at, you know, what Jaren, what that next evolution looks like, and how close Jaren is to reaching that next level, and how realistic it is that he will reach that next level, it becomes eye-opening as to if Jaren Jackson Jr. were to take what he did defensively for the entirety of last year, and then if he were to take what he did offensively, basically for, you know, after the All-Star break last year, and put that into a full season campaign, it's going to be pretty incredible the company that he could potentially reach, the company that he could potentially become a part of if he takes the next step in terms of his overall game. If Jaren can show offensively what he did in March and combine that for what he's done basically over the past 18 months, being arguably the best defender in the NBA, if he could put those two things together, those two levels of production together next year, he will really be knocking on the door as being one of the truly elite big men in this league. That next evolution, what that looks like, is a 20-point scorer when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr., as well as being a potential defensive player of the year. And again, it's not like that he needs to have a big leap. You know, that leap happened last year, and his offense continued to get better as last year went on. 18.6 points per game on 13 shots per game, shot 35% from three. The big jump, statistically, when we talk about where Jaren really jumped up in terms of his offensive consistency, was the fact that he jumped up over 10 points, over 10 percentage points. He shot 47.5% on twos during the 2021-2022 season. Last year, he shot 58.5% on twos. What a true big man typically will shoot when they're operating in the post. So if Jaren can sustain that, just under 60% inside the arc, around 35% from three, maybe work his shot attempts up to being in the 14 to 15 range per game next year. He averaged 18.6 points on 13 shots per game last year. If he gets 14, 15 shots this upcoming year, then yes, you can realistically see Jaren being able to score 20 points per game. A little bit more validity into how realistic it is that Jaren could become a 20-point scorer. Consider the fact that over the last 37 games of last year, on nearly 14 shots per game, Jaren averaged 20.1 points per game. So he's gone nearly a half of season averaging those 20 points per game. He did it over the final 37 games of last year, and he did it shooting around 50%. Also consider the fact that over the past two seasons, Jaren has played a total of 131 games. In 81 of those games, he's had 13 or more shot attempts. His points per game average, 20.1 points. So there is validity. So when you talk from a statistical standpoint, when you talk from a usage standpoint, when you talk from, you know, it's not just potential, we've seen flashes of it, it legitimately can happen. When you look at all those aspects of Jaren's game and how it's evolved offensively over the past two seasons, 20 points per game is more than realistic. As a matter of fact, I think that there are better odds than not that Jaren certainly can get there. When you throw in the fact that the Grizzlies will be without Ja Morant for the first 25 games of the season, they're probably going to rely on Jaren heavily. I think that if he, you know, by the time Ja comes back, is comfortably averaging 22, 23, 24 points per game, 20 points per game is certainly something that can happen. But of course, when it comes to, you know, Ja coming back, will Jaren be able to maintain that points per average production? You know, last year from when Jaren came back, you know, Jaren was out the first 15 games of the 2021-2022 season. He was out the first 15 games, and then from November 15th until the end of February, in which of the 43 games that the Grizzlies played, I believe Jaren played in 43 of them, Ja played in 39. Jaren averaged 16.7 points, nearly 17 points per game. So his shot attempts probably will go down a bit once Ja returns. But I think by the time Ja returns this upcoming season, 25 games into it, maybe a little bit more as he works his way up into game shape, By the time Ja returns, I think there's a very good opportunity that Jaren is clearly going to establish himself as a needed part of this offense, especially in the half court. And I think Ja will definitely customize his game, adjust his game to feature that. I think that Ja Morant is perfectly fine. You know, again, Ja has shown over the past 2 years he easily can be a 25-point, even a 30-point scorer when he needs to be. But Ja has always talked about that his favorite part of his game is his playmaking. I think Ja Morant has no issues at all, especially coming back, you know, for what he's going to be out for. I don't think Ja Morant has any issue at all building off the playmaking progression he showed last year and taking a few points off of his game to feature Jaren and Desmond Bane more. So when you look at it from several different perspectives, Jaren Jackson Jr. becoming a 20-point scorer next year is a very realistic and I will stop just short of saying likely scenario that will happen next season. As a matter of fact, when we talk about the next evolution of Jaren Jackson Jr. being a defensive player of the year who's going to score 20 points per game, I think that right now, if you were to establish betting odds for Jaren to score 20 points a game and also for him to win defensive player of the year, I think you have better odds he averages 20 points per game than him winning defensive player of the year. That's not to say he won't play defense at a DPOY level next year. It's just very hard to win that level of an award 2 years in a row. It's basically Jaren versus the field for that award. But the big thing is Jaren playing at that level is almost a guarantee. And then Jaren following up his excellent defense with averaging 20 points a game, you're now starting to see Jaren really step into being one of those elite bigs in the NBA. But it becomes even more clear of just what type of player Jaren could become compared to his peers if he were to accomplish that. If Jaren were to be a 20-point scorer next year per game, and he also was to win Defensive Player of the Year, you know, not only is it an incredible feat that, you know, he is now a multi-time Defensive Player of the Year winner, especially at the age that he would win it at, but Jaren would become only the 11th player in NBA history to win Defensive Player of the Year while averaging 20 points per game. You're talking about a very rare occurrence where an NBA player has been truly significant on the defensive end, the elite of the elite on the defensive end, while also being very significant on the offensive end. It just does not happen very often. And the players that have accomplished this, there are 8 players, 3 of them have done it twice, but the 8 players that have accomplished this feat, it becomes really clear as to why this is such rare company. Here are the names of the players that have won Defensive Player of the Year as well, while also averaging 20 points per game in the same season. Giannis, Kawhi, Dwight Howard, who did it 2 times, Alonzo Mourning, Hakeem Olajuwon did it 2 times, David Robinson, Sidney Moncrief, who did it twice, and Michael Jordan. Those are the players that have accomplished that standard, 20 points per game and winning Defensive Player of the Year in the same season. Take it even further with how special it would be for Jaren to reach that type of production. He would do it at the age of 24. The players that have done it under the age of 25, Dwight did it twice. It was an incredible production from Dwight, as well as Sidney Moncrief, Kawhi, Michael Jordan, as well as Giannis. So we want to talk about the fact that Jaren Jackson Jr., we've already discussed that he's starting to put together a pretty historical start to his career. Again, last year, he became the youngest player in NBA history to be recognized multiple times as a first-team all-defensive player in his career, while also being named Defensive Player of the Year. He's the only player in NBA history to earn those recognitions and awards at the age of 23 and younger. So on the defensive end, he truly is having a special start to his career. And while I'm not going to say that he's going to become one of the truly elite offensive big men in the league next year, when it comes to his all-around game, if he puts together this type of season, again, a 20-point per game scoring average, plus a Defensive Player of the Year Award win for the second straight season. And I'll be honest with you, even if he doesn't win Defensive Player of the Year, if he still is on that first team all-defense level, that still shows how incredible of a talent he has become. If Jaren were to put together that type of season next year, you're starting to see the start of his career compare very favorably to some other truly historic bigs in recent NBA history. The names that I'm talking about are Dwight Howard, Giannis, and Anthony Davis. Now, I know that that may turn a few heads. I know that that may seem a bit facetious. But when you go and you compare, and in a later episode this offseason as we lead up to the season, I'll probably do a bit of a deeper analysis on just how much Jaren compares through his age 23 season to those three names that I named. But when you compare what Jaren has done and potentially will be able to do before the age of 25, if Jaren has the type of season we're talking about right now, next year, and puts together that season on his resume before the age of 25, when you take that and you compare what Dwight Howard or Anthony Davis or Giannis did before turning 25, I'm telling you right now, it's going to compare very favorably. I can completely understand if anybody listening to this or people in general may think that it's going a bit far-fetched, going a bit too far to say that Jaren Jackson Jr. would be on the level of Dwight Howard or Giannis or an Anthony Davis. I can understand that. But I do think that if Jaren puts together the type of year next year that we're talking about, he truly will have the resume that can compare to those players. And that's the thing that stands out the most about this, is that when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr., we've always talked about the potential. Injuries made it a little bit of a delay for Jaren to truly turn that potential into production. But it has come on and it has come fast. Started in January of 2022 with his defense. And this is another thing that kind of supports, you know, Jaren being able to put together a truly good and two very good offensive season next year. You know, in January of 2023, Jaren, that's when he really took the next step with his defense and became arguably the best defender in the NBA. It was in January of 2022, the second half of that season, Jaren was incredible. What happened the next year? He won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Last year, towards the end of the year, we saw his offensive game go to the next level. So Jaren's already showed that when he took that next step defensively, he was able to sustain it. That should give confidence that since he's shown he can take that next step offensively, he should be able to sustain it. And if Jaren does that, then we're really going to start having some fun conversations. Now, again, I want to stop short of saying that if Jaren does this, if Jaren averages 20 points per game next year and he wins Defensive Player of the Year, you're not going to hear me say, oh, well, Jaren's in the same class now as what Giannis and Dwight and Anthony Davis were before the age of 25. I'm not going to say that because I don't think that that's accurate. But if you're going to put those three names that I mentioned kind of in their own tier or however you want to tier them, I think Jaren is just a tier below. I truly do feel that if Jaren has the type of season I'm talking about right now, next year, his resume then compares favorably. And even if you want to say it's not on the same level, that's fine. He's right up under him if he's not on the same level. But the thing I'm getting at is that it's just absolutely amazing to think that Jaren can be in that type of conversation. You know, we talked about a year ago, we were talking about Jaren potentially showing flashes of him being close to that level, of being to the level of an Anthony Davis or a Giannis or a Dwight Howard. But after the year he had last year, and if he sustains that over a full season next year, then we're really starting to discuss Jaren knocking on the door of being an elite big man in this league and one of the best all around or one of the best two-way big men that we've seen, you know, in the past few decades in the NBA. But of course, the way that Jaren is going to be able to maintain doing that, the way that he's going to be able to maintain being arguably a top the top defender or top three defender in the NBA over the next several years, while also being a significant force on offense, it's going to look a little bit different than the way that Dwight and Anthony Davis and Giannis have done it, right? Those three players that I mentioned, you know, they do it through physicality. They do it through dominance near the basket. They do it through very good rebounding skills as well. That's how they have made their impact defensively as well as offensively. Jaren's a bit different. Now, yes, I will say that what has unlocked the next level for Jaren's offense is his consistency inside the arc, but also his ability from the outside is what makes him a bit more unique, but a bit more aligned with how today's game goes. Jaren focusing on, obviously, the best shot possible, getting as many accurate twos as he can, supporting that with his three-point shot, that's his offensive game. And it's going to look different than, you know, how Howard or Giannis, how Dwight, Giannis, or Anthony Davis had their success. And because of that, Jaren, again, probably is not going to be on the level of those three that I mentioned in terms of overall production as his career moves forward. But if Jaren has the type of season we're hoping he does next year, and he does it again combining good production inside the arc with elite shooting for a guy his size outside of the arc, the thing that stands out is that Jaren has truly stepped up from the potential of being that type of player, the ability to show flashes at times of being that type of player, to truly being that type of difference-making player that we all have hoped and dreamt he could be in time. And he'll be that player at the age of 24. So that's why it's so exciting to see a healthy offseason for Jaren. That's why, when you look at the numbers, it's so exciting to see that Jaren has already shown that when he shows his game going to a next level, and it's over a short span of time, yes, you may want to take that with a grain of salt. You may want to keep it in context. He's shown that he can get to that level. Can he sustain it? He's already done that defensively. And he continues to sustain higher levels of production offensively over the past two seasons. So the main point that I'm getting at is that if Jaren Jackson Jr. averages 20 points per game next year and either is Defensive Player of the Year or wins First Team All-Defense for the third straight season, he really has put together a historic resume when it comes to bigs under 25 years old in NBA history. And his resume will compare very well. It will stand up as a valid historical resume when you compare it to names such as Giannis and Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis. Again, I'm not saying that Jaren will have reached the level of those players. Those three players that I mentioned, they eventually showed higher offensive peaks than I think Jaren will get at in time. I think Jaren's offensive peak probably is, he may have a season or two where he scores 25 points per game. But I think that his peak is more as that 20-game type score and obviously consistent elite anchor of the Grizzlies' defense. So again, I'm not saying that Jaren Jackson Jr., if he has the season we all hope he has next year, I'm not saying he'll have reached the level of a Dwight, a Giannis, or an Anthony Davis. But I am saying that you can at least confidently suggest that he's knocking on the door of being an elite big man, and he'll have a resume that can compare very well to those names that I mentioned through their age, 24 season. That's how special of a potential year Jaren Jackson Jr. is on the brink of happening, and what's most exciting about it of it all, there's a very realistic chance that he puts this together and maybe even passes it. We're talking about 20 points per game. Heck, Jaren could easily, if he truly were to hit, again, if he truly were to take another step in his game, we're talking about a player that could average 22 to 23 points a game playing Defensive Player of the Year level defense. So if you're listening to this and those names that I mentioned, Dwight Howard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Anthony Davis, if me comparing Jaren to those names sounds facetious, sounds like it's a joke, you disagree with that perspective, I completely get it. But if Jaren does what we're all hoping that he can do next year, at that time, if he puts that on his resume, the numbers are going to support that conversation being had, And man, oh man, what a fun conversation it will be. It's the summer of Trip. We all love summer trips. Well, this is the summer of Trip. And with good health, with Jaren really being comfortable establishing himself as a significant NBA brand, and to be honest with you, as Ja Morant works his way back through, you know, the struggles that he's had over the past 6 months to a year, with Ja Morant working his way back from that, it's great for the Grizzlies organization that Jaren has kind of stepped up to be that central focus of the franchise. And while he's doing that in such a positive way off the court, he certainly is backing it up by becoming one of the NBA's best pure two-way players and best bigs. And the hope is that he'll continue to validate that next season. We'll obviously have plenty more to talk about when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, what he has the potential to do in the FIBA Basketball World Championships with Team USA, and plenty of other things as it comes along when it comes to Grizzlies content over the next few months. It's been a pleasure talking with you. So much fun getting to talk about what Jaren Jackson Jr. is and how easily he can become what we all hope he can be, which is a truly elite big man in the NBA. And I'll leave you with this final thought. Again, talking about comparing Jaren Jackson Jr. with Dwight Howard, as well as Giannis, as well as Anthony Davis. I'm not saying that he's on their level. I'm not saying that he'll be on their level. And I'm not saying that his peak is going to compare to them. I hope it does. But is it likely? I don't know. But here's one final thought. Each of those players were either the main reason or they were a 1B to a 1A on their team of teams that made the NBA Finals. And in the case of Anthony Davis and Giannis, won the NBA Finals. Don't forget, Dwight Howard, his Orlando Magic, with him being the main player, faced the LA Lakers during Dwight Howard's prime from basically 2008 through 2012. Giannis, of course, won the 2020-2021 NBA Championship, and the year before that, Anthony Davis was a big reason why the Lakers won the title in the bubble. So even if you don't want to put Jaren on the level of a Dwight Howard or a Giannis or an Anthony Davis, even if you don't think that Jaren is a truly elite big man in the NBA, that's perfectly fine. What does matter is a player that can make the difference that Jaren can defensively, while also being a truly significant source of offense on the offensive end. Those type of players are needed. Though that type of player makes it that much easier for a team to potentially be able to survive and thrive in the playoffs and truly have championship aspirations. So we could talk about all the statistics. We could talk about who Jaren compares to. We could talk about how individually, another special season from here next year, how truly historic his resume will be for a big under 25. We could talk about all that from an individual perspective when it comes to Jaren. But perhaps the best thing of all, as we continue to see Jaren Jackson Jr.'s game evolve, is that that type of big correlates very well with teams that eventually make runs toward titles. And with Jaren doing all this at the age of 23, now 24 into next season, that may be the biggest reason why the Grizzlies continue to have what we hope is a pretty long title window, to where maybe over the next 3 to 5 years they can make multiple legitimate title runs, with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant and Desmond Bain being a trio that'll be the central focus fueling those title runs. So I truly think we're in for something special. We've already witnessed something special over the next 2 years. The great thing about it, though, is that it could get even better, both for Jaren himself and for the Grizzlies, as his game evolves and time progresses. Can't thank you enough for tuning in to GBB Live, one of the great options to listen to when it comes to the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. Just hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's all free, available to you. Just hit subscribe. Also, subscribe to the Bluff City Media Podcast Network, and check out BluffCityMedia.co for all the latest written, audio, digital, as well as video content for anything and everything involving Memphis sports. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on X, Twitter, what have you now, but you can find me there on social media, maybe expanding the social media game as more options are available. It'll be interesting to see how all this progresses. Maybe not as exciting as Jaren Jackson Jr., but certainly always love interacting with members of Grizz Nation. Until next time, go Grizzlies. We'll talk to you again here soon on GBB Live.